After an absence of more than 1,600 years, the Olympics returned to Olympia today. 76 athletes competed in the shot put in the ancient Olympic Stadium there, which is about 200 miles south of Athens. It's the only competition that takes place at the site of the ancient games. NPR's Howard Berkus is in Olympia and joins us. Howard, describe the scene there for us.
You have a horseshoe-shaped field. They call it a stadium. It's about the size of two football fields. It's dirt and gravel on the floor of the stadium, and it's bordered by these stone blocks, which have been there for thousands of years. There are very few trappings of an actual Olympic event. There aren't any stands that people are sitting in. Everybody sat on the grass. No electronic scoreboard. They just hand-operated a board and posting the scores. Not much in the way of banners or signs. It really felt like a competition you might happen upon in a park, but just happened to be the Olympics and happened to be the shot put. Thousands of people sitting on the grass, cheering, clapping, waving flags, Greek flags and Olympic flags. And then the shot putters themselves, they were at one end of the field, and we were so close to them, you could hear them grunt, you could see them grimace, you could see their sweat. And they also entered the stadium through the same stone arch that athletes had used here for centuries.
The shot put was not an event at the ancient Olympics. Why stage this event above all others at the ancient stadium?
The key thing here is convenience and symbolism. The Athens Olympic organizers were determined to stage at least one event here in ancient Olympia. It's a relatively small place, very sensitive archaeologically. The shot put is the one event that could fit in such a small place and has low impact. It also takes place on one day.
And in this competition, who actually won today?
Well, among the men, we had Yuri Bilanog of Ukraine, who won the gold medal, and an American won the silver medal, Adam Nelson. In the women's event, Irina Korzhenenko of Russia finished first in that event.
You just mentioned the women. That's interesting because that's something you wouldn't have seen in the ancient games.
No, there's a little bit of disagreement among historians on this. There is in the historic record a case of one woman who shows up as having competed here in ancient Olympia, but generally speaking, women were not permitted to compete. Some historians say that women weren't even allowed to watch these events.
Have you had a chance to speak to any of the spectators there today? I'm curious about what they have to say about the return of the games to their birthplace.
We talked to some people, not only Greeks, but from here in Olympia. Everyone we spoke with talked about a sense of pride of the games finally returning to the place of their birth. But the most striking thing I heard today was uttered by an athlete, Janus Roberts of South Africa. Now, this is after he failed to qualify for the finals. And I asked him how he felt about competing here. And I want to quote him directly. He said, "It's such an honor competing here. It is the closest you can get to Greek history. It takes you back there, just the way things feel, the way the sun shines, the way the trees look, and the way the horizon looks. It's the same as people saw it thousands of years ago." And then he added, "Olympic athletes may never compete here again. This has been such an honor."
An honor that many people will remember for years to come. Thanks so much, Howard.
You're welcome, Michelle.
NPR's Howard Berkus in Olympia, Greece.